AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Now that her campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination is underway, Hillary Rodham Clinton will travel to Iowa in a couple of days. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Hillary Rodham Clinton said in the video announcing her candidacy, "I'm hitting the road to earn your vote." The Clinton campaign's plan to focus on personal interactions with voters is underscored by the first two events her campaign announced in Iowa. One is at a community college, another at a fruit distribution company. Both are in communities of less than 10,000 people. The campaign says her first major speech detailing her rationale for running won't come for another month.
The announcement was not unexpected. Former GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney says the American people have already spoken when it comes to Hillary Clinton.
You've seen in polls and in discussions across the country a feeling that Hillary Clinton is just not trustworthy.
He was on Fox News Sunday. The National Rifle Association is vowing to bolster its fight against gun control laws and work to expand the rights of gun owners.
At the NRA meeting in Nashville, the motto for this year's convention is, if they can ban one, they can ban them all. The group's CEO warns that President Obama and a Democratic successor will continue efforts to ban some weapons. He's calling on Congress to enact a law that allows anyone with a handgun carry permit to be allowed to be armed anywhere in the country. There was a counter-protest held near the convention hall in downtown Nashville. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A vigil has been called at the site in North Charleston, South Carolina, where 50-year-old Walter Scott was fatally shot on the back by a police officer. The Reverend Al Sharpton spoke.
We're here together to ask God to give us strength to fight for justice. We have not achieved justice. We have achieved a good beginning.
This is AP Radio News. A bill from a Connecticut U.S. senator being unveiled tomorrow is designed to bring educators and parents together in hopes of preventing another shooting tragedy like the one at the Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Members of Connecticut's congressional delegation are backing federal legislation honoring a first grader killed in the Newtown school shooting. A bill that's being unveiled would provide expanded support to train teachers in social and emotional learning. It honors 6-year-old Jesse Lewis, one of the 26 students and educators killed at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. His mother founded an organization to encourage peaceful and positive interactions. I'm Shirley Smith.
You just earned yourself a dance.
Furious 7 maintained speed in its second week, hanging onto its number one spot at the movie box office. The only new wide release of the weekend, The Longest Ride, opened in third place. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.